8:35 on a Monday morning, we keep it rolling with our good friend from the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington. It's the Executive Director, Jeff Baldwin. Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Glass. Good morning, Margaret. I'm very well. Yourself?
Really good, and it's wonderful to hear from you. I haven't seen you in a while, so it's good,
to
hear
you too.
My heartburn continues to rage, so I guess I had a very good Thanksgiving weekend. Busy times, but none are usually any busier than you are, my friend. And bgcbloomington.org tells me that you have some busy stuff coming up, and we wanted to make sure we got your message out here before we get too close to your big event, which is coming up. Tell me all about it.
Well, good. So Man Up to Make a Difference. Yes, thank you. Always appreciate the opportunity. Man Up to Make a Difference a week from this coming Friday, December 7th. And a great lineup with Damon Bailey and Quinn Buckner, Ken Kaczmarek, and Bobby Plump, along with Bob Hamill and Angelo Pizzo, helping us to not only present the 25 greatest sports stories in Indiana history, but also, you know, put a big spotlight on the club and in particular programs that are meeting the needs of our young men in our community.
That's two Mr. Was Bobby Plump Mr. Basketball? I believe he was. So I think
that I don't know. That's
I'll look it up for you when I throw it to you. But Damon Bailey, Quinn Buckner, Bobby, I mean, that's levels of Indiana basketball history, college, high school, otherwise, that are frankly ridiculous to get all in one room for one night. How did you put that together?
It is, yeah, it's very exciting. And in particular, just because he doesn't do it often, at all, is Damon Bailey. Excited to have him get on stage. This is just not his thing. Good man with a big heart and understands that raising kids is a relentless process and willing to step right in and do his part. So we're excited to have him.
Now, how did you wrangle him, for lack of a better term?
Just, you know, it's all about relationships.
I was going to say, you are good at that.
Well, and you know, we know that that's so important, and the number of people who say yes to what we do is humbling beyond belief, and they just help us make those things happen because they know that what we do is absolutely critical to the future of our community and the state and this country. So,
well,
we're blessed.
So now you have gotten your new Crestmont Club up and running. That is an incredible space. I was unfortunately out of town when you had your big, like, grand opening. So I apologize for missing that. But maybe you could tell folks a little bit about that space and what's going on over at the Lincoln Street space.
Well, buy a ticket and you can see what's going on at Crestmont coming
up.
Well,
that's what I was going for here. I thought maybe he could get us into that. So
yeah, so great. The Crestmont Club up and running. We were serving 35 to 40 kids a day in the apartment complex that we were fortunate to have through the Bloomington Housing Authority, and now serving right around 100 with a high of 148 a week or so ago. So. Great numbers in the club, unbelievable, additions to what the kids can enjoy with a complete art room, the gymnasium, obviously, a library, a fully outfitted computer lab. So the kids are in just a completely different situation in that club, and they're showing their pleasure by showing up every day and enjoying it. So it's just fantastic.
And it sounds like maybe they're telling their friends about it so that they can come too.
Yes, indeed. That's
okay,
exactly
so
right.
What's going on over at the Lincoln Street location?
Yeah, so Lincoln Street, the whole lower level, I was in there about a week and a half ago. The entire lower level of that club is now gutted to the walls because we'll be starting over entirely there. And the gym is going to receive a complete facelift and be returned back to what it was back very similarly in 1918 as far as the layout up there. So a lot of work happening there, working hard also to put in the footers. There'll be a 6,000 square foot addition to the building.
Oh my, I don't think I knew about that.
Yeah, So that will be something people will see here. If you drive by now, you'll see where they are digging the footers if they're not already poured even. So it's moving along very quickly, and they want to get those poured before the real heavy wintertime comes so that they can settle in over the colder months, and then they'll start building upward in the spring.
Wow. So yeah. The Man Up event is going to be happening again. What day is that?
December 7th, the evening of December 7th, dinner buffet opens at 5:30, and then the program starts promptly at 6 to get everybody out at 8:30. So we got a lot to cover in that time frame. So we'll be starting promptly at 6 with the dinner buffet opening at 5:30.
Okay, so we have that on Thursday the 7th, and that is going to be over at the Crestmont Club location.
Yes.
Okay.
It will be. So it'll be our first special event in the new gym.
That's what I wondered. That's
how are
what
you
going to
fit all these superstars on one stage? What kind of stage do you have over there?
It's a big stage. It'll be a 16 by 24 stage and set up very similarly to a ESPN sports desk.
I like it.
I think people are going to be really – they're going to walk out – just really pleased with what they saw, beyond the fact that these guys are going to be able to tell great stories and share great stuff about themselves and how they were raised, but how the whole thing went off and how it was presented will be really exciting to see.
Bobby Plump, 1954 state champion, Trester Award winner, and Mr. Basketball. That's
wow.
It. That's all
he
did. That's why he's in every Hall of Fame that they've made around there. So
yeah, no kidding.
A great event on that. Where's the easiest place to get tickets?
Yeah, I'm looking right now at my desk here. Our website, bgcbloomington.org. So B as in boy, G as in girl, C as in club, the word bloomington.org. And as soon as you go to it, you'll see the Man Up banner on top. Click on that. It's $100 per seat. $700 for a table of eight. So, you know, best to try to pull together a bunch of friends. This is a family-friendly event. Very excited to see a lot of families turn out over the past few years. No alcohol served, so it's know that that's the case. $1,000 to sponsor a table of eight, and they'll put you in the first couple rows. So know that that's available. But tables we're running thin, and we're about 7 to 8 tables left at this particular point. With about 2 weeks to go, which is a great sign. So if people are interested, they really need to start to work on it and pull it together to get a table.
We'll put this on our Facebook page, WGCL Radio, so you guys can share it with anybody who's a big basketball fan. Boy, wouldn't this make a nice Christmas gift for somebody, Jeff?
Oh,
cool,
I'm
cool
thinking.
Idea. Very cool idea. So close to Christmas it would, yes. I like that.
And so, Jeff, are you needing more volunteers with all the success you've been having of getting these kids in there?
We know we've... Always volunteers are critical. We need good staff because, you know, the way you really change a kid's life is through regular exposure to good mentors and good role models. And so having good staff, we are hiring, and going to our website to check that out is key. Volunteers are wonderful, but know that we need you to be there consistently. It's a couple times a week kind of thing so that the kids get to know you. So that you can have a greater impact on their lives.
And, Jeff, if people can't make it for the Man Up event, we know time and things are precious. They can still help, though, because you can always contribute to the club.
Absolutely. That's right. And there are ways to even go through our website with the Man Up to Make a Difference event, and you can make a contribution if you can't make it and you'd still like to support our programs, in particular our Passport to Manhood program. For our young men in the club, you are certainly welcome to do that as well, and we greatly appreciate that thought.
So Cyber Monday, you can go on there and gift somebody this, get your Christmas shopping out of the way. And then on Giving Tuesday, you can even make a bigger difference by helping out as well. So you've got everybody covered here early in the week.
Yes, indeed.
Now, the Lincoln Street Club, I know we talked about. When are you assuming that's going to be done if everything's on schedule?
My guess would be somewhere around this time next year. If things went really well, and so far they haven't found any real challenging skeletons in the closet.
Wow! You know why? Because it's not a reality TV show. If it was a reality TV show, we would have had to get extra budget. We would have had to call somebody else. And what are we going to do with these termites and the old HVAC system? Oh man!
No doubt. And I want to throw this out there too. I know a lot of great alumni in this community. that if you would like to go in, go take a quick look at the club as it stands right now, let me know. It's interesting to go see it with it all peeled back and exposed. It's very, very interesting.
Well, I can imagine it will be much easier to having going back to the walls and so forth. You'll be able to have a much better setup than all little teeny rooms that you had when I was last in there.
Now, Jeff, are you going to need more staff once the Lincoln Street Club opens because of all this extra stuff that's going to go with it?
There will be, yes. Lincoln Street, even though it won't have quite the impact budgetarily that Crestmont has had because it just went from something very small to something very large, there will be an impact to Lincoln Street because it will increase in capacity as well. That club was serving 180 to 200 plus on a daily basis, and we'll certainly see 250, I would say, once we get
up
and running.
Oh my goodness!
So we'll need more good folks, more good people to help us raise kids.
Wow, that is a wonderful problem to have, I think. So congratulations on all of these wonderful expansions you're doing, because I mean, I'm sorry we need it, but at the same time, I'm really glad you're in there and fighting the good fight.
Well, we enjoy fighting the good fight, and it's what we're all called to do. And your thanks needs to go out to everybody who's listening who has played a role. Both of you are in this category of saying yes to the club and helping us do what we do through your time, through your care and donations and support. So I share that with everybody.
A website one last time if you'd like to donate or buy tickets to the Man Up event coming up on Thursday the 7th.
It is bgcbloomington.org.
And that's that simple. That's all you have to do. Get in there, get all your details. There's a phone number on there, too, if you need to call and want more information. You guys can always help out with all of that.
Absolutely.
All right, my friend. Anything else we're missing to wrap up 2017? I know there'll be more on the docket for 2018. But
no, we're good. Yeah, that's just a big push to the end of the year. I know that's true for everybody out there listening. Important time for many of us and coming off of Thanksgiving and marching towards Christmas. So exciting.
Damon Bailey, Quinn Buckner, and Bobby Plump, plus great other guests as well. Bob Hamill, Anthony Pizzo, and who am I missing? There's one more.
Ken Kaczmarek.
Oh, and Ken Kaczmarek, Hall of Famer, IU football, Rose Bowl team. Gee whiz.
That's right.
It sounds like it's going to be so amazing.
Indeed. Giving it away. See if you can help out Thursday, December 7th, and you can see all the details. BGCBloomington.org. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate it.
Hey, one quick thing, if you don't mind, got to give a shout-out to David Hayes. They're the presenting sponsor this year.
Oh, very nice.
Comprehensive Financial Consultants.
Nice.
Yes. David does a lot of good in this community, I'll tell you. And he stepped up in a big way for this one.
Well, that's excellent.
Well, that is wonderful.
And we will make sure we will
give him a big
recognize
thank
him
you,
that
yes.
on Wednesdays when we speak with him here the next 2 weeks.
And
he will
that
help
would be fabulous.
Remind
that would be
you
fabulous.
As
thank
well.
You.
Well, that's good, Jeff. All right, great. I hope you settle it out. I hope it's too busy. And what a night and a great night for the club. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate your
thank
time.
Thank you.